James 2:26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Saving faith leaves footprints of our faith. A church decided to take a religious survey of their impact in the neighborhood. In one home, the church worker asked the mother of the house the routine questions. Are you a church member? What church? When they came to the question, are you a Christian? The mother answered rather weakly, no, I guess not. Her oldest daughter quickly jumped into her rescue by saying, Mother, you are a Christian. Don't you remember that you were baptized by the pastor of their church when he had that tent revival here a few years ago? Immediately, the mother brightened up and said, yeah, you're right. I forgot. Put me down as a Christian. In our text this week, in verses 14 to 26 of James, he speaks to believers like the mother in our illustration. He says, faith without works is dead. On the surface, his message appears to conflict with Paul's message found in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Paul says that we are saved by faith and not works, lest any man should boast. Upon closer examination, Paul not only speaks of different works from those that James insists must exist, but he also speaks of a different use of the good works. Besides, how can we fulfill Jesus' commandment in Matthew 22, verses 37 and 39, to love God and our neighbors if we do not work towards it? True saving faith moves beyond simple faith in God, because even Satan believes God is God. Saving faith trusts and believes that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead. His resurrection allows us to be cleansed from all unrighteousness and ensures us of an everlasting life with God. A saving faith trusts, believes, repents, worships, glorifies, and of course, works towards God's good will. Since faith by itself is invisible, how could we draw others to Christ if the exhibition of our faith is also invisible? 3D believers leave footprints of works in our daily walk demonstrating our faith. Works we exhibit include works of repentance. We learn to recognize and resist sin. We feel the weight and conviction of sin and thus repent and confess our sins. Works of prayer. We seek His wisdom in the midst of our trials and tribulations and desire to spend time with God in communion and prayer. Works of obedience. We desire to grow and become hearers and doers of His word and His will. Works of separation. We resist conforming to this world and exhibiting favoritism. Works of love. We seek to please God by using our time, talent, and treasure for Him and letting our light shine by spreading His message. Saving faith leaves telltale footprints of works. A believer without the footprints of works in their lives may have the dead faith described by James. Dead faith is a hypocritical faith because it ignores the tug and pull from the Holy Spirit to take the obvious steps of works to strengthen our faith. Dead faith is not a label any believer pursues. Yet if our faith is not something we readily remember, practice, or rely on, we may be in the danger zone. Avoid the danger by resuscitating the dead faith via a repenting and returning to Jesus. Accepting Christ is a life-changing event that alters our destiny. It opens a door to eternal life, allows us to experience the grace of God and fellowship with Him. Accepting Him took faith. Following Him and working out our soul's salvation requires a one-time event to transition into a daily encounter with Christ. Faith begets works. Works illuminate our faith. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.